Hello and good evening. This is Irene Chan. Welcome to Productive Popcorn, watching all your favorite shows while staying productive. So today's episode is, I'm going to mark this as season 2, episode 2, because I did a quick live stream on Monday just because I had so many things to get out of my chest because I watched so many amazing things recently. So yeah, this is if this is the first time that you're watching Productive Popcorn and or listening, this is also being repurposed as a podcast everywhere, especially on Spotify. So I'm using Anchor to like broadcast the podcast, so I'm not sure where else it's like getting broadcasted. But yeah, today is, I'm trying to get to the groove of things and going to my going back to my regular live streaming schedule. I mostly do the Productive Popcorn is kind of like an inventory of the things that I watched and did this for the week. So yeah, I'm just gonna make sure that I am live, that you can hear me. So hello, how's your Friday? It's 9:56 p.m. in the Philippines as I'm recording this, and I just came from the kids' room and they are asleep, I think. At least my two, almost 2 years old is asleep. So I said, before I like head on to the weekend, I'm gonna go ahead and do a Productive Popcorn episode. So I'm really liking like this. So one of the goals I wanted to share with you, one of my goals for this year, for 2022, is I'm committing to my content creator stock. So what exactly does that mean? It means creating for the sake of creation. So when you're a content creator, most of the time you're kind of like thinking, you know, I'm going to create this content with this specific goal. So the goal could be like advancing yourself in your career, or most of the time it's around monetization. But for me, and also you think about like your target audience, but right now my goal is to only create content because there's so much content stuff in my head and I just need to get it out. So that's the goal for me, and Productive Popcorn is part of that. So first, I think it's kind of like a great way to summarize my week for myself. And if someone is watching, if someone is listening, I hope there's someone's listening. I was checking my statistics and people are actually listening to the podcast. So hello. So yeah, I kind of like trailed off a little bit as to why. I'm committing 100% to my creator self. And actually, I've made changes in my freelancing business in relation to that too. So this year I'm like 100% legit freelance writer. So that means that all of my projects right now, it means that I'm writing stuff. So blog post, email copy, that's actually most of it, social media copy, but most of the time it's like a copy from the social media blog post that from the blog post that I'm writing today. Actually trying to write 3,000 words because I have a blog post that's due soon. It's about live streaming, which is really cool and kind of like reminds me to live stream because I want to make sure that I'm writing about what I'm writing about is authentic. So anyway, yeah, I also wanted to go live because I saw this post and I'm going to share my screen. And hopefully I'm going to just be like around 20 minutes talking about stuff. I'm going to do a shout out to Lauren Howard just before I was closing my computer so I can put the kids to sleep. I actually saw her post and she said, but we all have the same 24 hours. Ha, no, we don't. Please take your hustle culture and shove it. Parents with small children do not have the same 24 hours as a 22-year-old who runs on Monster and ramen. Those with chronic illness, physical limitations, the need to recharge, a desire to do something other than earn all the time can be successful in business and employment. A year ago, I would have believed a message that likens bringing Netflix to sloth when the time could be used for something productive. And then I almost killed myself trying to do it all. So this all rings true for me because I have been working remotely for 11 years. I started actually as a virtual assistant and it's crazy. Like I used to work almost 24/7 because even if I'm not at work, I'm like in my head 24/7 thinking about work. So, and outside work, I actually love to play video games and I love to talk about movies. And that's why I kind of started Productive Popcorn to kind of show why, you know, like I'm a highly productive person, but at the same time, you know, I do all the things that I love. Even for some people, it's like, you know, mindless. So I actually responded to the comment that I'm a mom of two toddlers and a freelance writer. We don't have a nanny, but I still manage to watch my favorite shows and movies. So that's how I stay creative. And she said, I'm so much more creative when I do stupid mindless crap. And this is like 100% true for me. So my work, so I'm a freelance writer, and that is actually like takes up a lot of brain power. And when I'm done at work, I need some kind of transition to be able to stop thinking about, because when you're a writer, there's like this narration in your head all of the freaking time. So I have to get rid of that narration. And one of the ways that I do that is, you know, watch shows, because it completely takes me out of my reality into another reality. So I'm currently watching The Witcher, and I love getting involved in that world, you know, like killing monsters, and you have this amazing girl who have this amazing superpower. It's like totally different from my reality. So that's kind of how I transition, so that I could go and sleep. Because if there's no transition, then like I won't be able to separate my brain from like all the things that I'm writing for work. So yeah, that like I just wanted to share that, like I love this post from Lauren, and I'm gonna tag her as well, that I mentioned there. I mentioned her in the live stream, because like I really love her message, and we basically have like the same message. So let me know if you are like, if you ever felt guilty for doing something that you love, or if someone made you feel guilty that like you're not supposed to be watching. So, and I also this week is the first week that we've gone out since we've gotten sick as a family. So we isolated ourselves for 14 days. We didn't have COVID, but we still isolated just to make sure that our family wouldn't get sick as well. So anyway, this week is the first time like I visited a family member, and like, you know, they always ask me, even my mom sometimes, like, how do you work? How do you get things done when you have two toddlers and you have work? So that's kind of like the main topic that I wanted to share in this episode. So basically, first is like, how do I get things done? And then how do I watch my favorite shows while staying productive. So basically how I get things done is, first I set up my life so that it's flexible, especially my work. So I'm a freelance writer. I don't have to be in front of the computer 8 hours, so I don't have shifts. What I have is deadline, but my deadlines are already like set in advance, so I can work around them. Like today, I promised myself to get up at 5 a.m but I didn't get up at 5 a.m I got up at 6 because my baby cried, and then I had to put him back to sleep. So like my morning is derailed, but that's okay, because I worked when they were taking a nap. And so like my article is due next week, so I still have like plenty of days to work that out. So yeah, so I designed my life so that I have a flexible schedule. So that means that I can work around my kids' schedule. So I work before they wake up, and then I work when they're taking a nap, and then in the afternoon also, like the their dad takes care of them, and then we give them independent play. We also give them YouTube time, and yeah, and then I work some more like this. If I still am not done for the task for the day, I still work some more once they're asleep. So basically, I actually work just like 4 to 5 hours per day, and I can get a lot of stuff done, because what I'm doing is basically, I'm doing it for like for a decade. So yeah, So yeah, that's how I get work done. And on the other side of that, of course, it's my life is not just about work. There's chores and there's the entertainment side of it. Like I used to play a lot of video games, especially co-op games with my husband, but now I don't play as much. It's just because playing video games takes a lot of brain power as well. So I'm already like, my brain is so used up, like taking care of the kids and at the same time freelance writing. So yeah, and at this, like, by the way, I'm also, besides my work, I also have to take care of like marketing, lead generation, so and kind of investing in the future. So currently I'm learning about NFT. So I wanted to share that actually. I minted my first NFT, and if this is the first time that you're hearing about NFT, you probably heard about it. Like, everyone knows or heard about NFT. It's just hard to understand. At first, I had a hard time understanding it, but basically, it's just like a digital version of any art. So, from if you buy a painting, so you have like a physical painting that you own, basically NFT is a digital painting that you own through, and this is another thing, is cryptocurrency. But anyway, I wanted to show you. So, you know, there's all the other stuff besides work and entertainment. So it's all about like priority first. I make sure to get, that's why I work early as well, is because I want to make sure that all of the important stuff are done. So like if I have an article due, usually depending on the articles, there are articles that are much easier to write, especially if it's a topic I really know well, then I can write it, like if it's due in today, like, or tonight. Like, if I can write it in the same day, basically. But if it's like a little harder, then I will work days in advance to make sure that I finish it on time. So yeah, that's the reason basically that I work early in the morning as well. I want to make sure that all the critical tasks are done, just in case something, you know, happens. I have to do an errand and I get sick later in that day. So yeah. The internet is super slow, or wearable is slow. So basically, I minted my first NFT. Ooh, I have one follower. It's probably my husband. I kind of asked him to make sure that he buys my NFT. So far I have two, and oh, I can see my statistics. Oh, this is interesting. I have, ooh, so he bought, so I created two, he bought one, and now this is not for sale anymore because he now owns it. Very cool. Anyway, so yeah, I wanted to show you, and if someone wants to buy an NFT, my NFT is up on Wearable. I will link it as well. Okay, so I guess I discussed how I'm working while having two kids, and we don't have a maid, we don't have a nanny. My husband works from home, which we're very lucky because we're family that's literally together 24/7, because my kids are still not officially going to school, but they will be homeschooled. So we are like literally like work at home. And by the way, regarding homeschool, I want to change. I don't want to call it homeschool. I want to call it remote schooling, because everything goes back to normal, I hope like we'll be able to basically take tons of activities outside the house. So that's actually, you know, my goal. But the goal is basically to study anywhere you want. If I'm working anywhere I want, they should be able to study anywhere they want. So that's why I want to call it remote schooling. Anyway, so the how I'm getting all watching the shows, currently it's a lot harder because we have two kids and they're toddlers, four and one. My boy is like turning two in 2 months. So I'm actually always like the last long movie that we've seen is Eternals, and it took us 2 nights to finish it. So we used to be able to, like, my husband and I, we used to be able to watch like Lord of the Rings in one sitting. We did that in preparation for The Hobbit. So we could not do that anymore. But still, we actually allot the nighttime when the kids are asleep. That's like our Netflix time. We're currently playing It Takes Two. But I think we're only in chapter two, and we've been trying to play that since December. So it's tricky. But still, we get a lot of, like, I still get to watch at least like one episode of a TV series, or if it's a movie, then we'll split it, yeah, into a few nights. I think there's one film that it took us probably a week to finish it because we kept falling asleep. And when we used to work at the call center, there's like also movies that we keep falling asleep, which is now I think about it, it's funny. Like, we used to watch Insomnia, and we kept falling asleep watching Insomnia. So I thought that was like funny, but anyway, so yeah, basically I get like maybe 1 hour to 2 hours per day watching. I try to sleep no later than 11 p.m. so that if I want to wake up at 5 p.m. I still get, sorry, 5 a.m. I would still get like 6 hours of sleep. I need a minimum of 6 hours of sleep to be able to be functional. And I actually need nap time if in the afternoon if I wake up at 5 a.m. So it's all about, like, for me, it's all about like strategy and prioritization. So I can't watch all of the shows. I'm actually like a lot behind than I want to, because The Witcher has been out like I think since December, but we still haven't finished it. And also there's Attack on Titans, This Is Us. So usually for productive popcorn, I am kind of like discussing things that I've already watched and whether I would recommend watching it or not. But now it's more of like, what are the things in my watch list? So for The Witcher, we still have 1.5 episode, because 1.5 because yesterday, the second to the last of episode, we fell asleep. Or we decided to, no, I decided to fall, like, to sleep earlier because I thought I need, like, I planned to wake up at 5 a.m., which didn't happen. So anyway, yeah, and today is Friday night, so Friday night is, I usually stay up late, so, like, midnight and sometimes past midnight because it's Saturday and I don't have to wake up early. I just wake up when the kids wake up. But it depends, because I had a goal to finish the 3,000 word blog post that I like today, but I only have 2,000 words. So yeah, I will probably want to finish that over the weekend, so like I don't, like, things don't pile up next week. So yeah, that's basically my schedule, and that's how, like, kind of plan around my day. And this 2022, I'm actually trying a new kind of setup for work because I'm a freelance writer. I can basically, like, I noticed that, you know, I can really work and take on many projects consecutively in 3 months, but I need like a ton of break if I work super hard in those 3 months. So that's kind of like what I'm thinking. So currently I have contracts that from February to April 2022, and I will probably take a kind of like a 2 week break in May. Previously I only kind of take long breaks. The longest that I took was 2 weeks, which is December, because usually for marketing there's not a lot of going on at the end, cause like most people are on vacation and you can already schedule stuff ahead of time for content to be published. So yeah, so I've never done like a long break in the middle of the year, so that's something that I wanted to try this year. And okay, I'm just making sure. Oh, so I'm actually covering. My name is covering my face. Okay, and I'm gonna wait. She's gonna. I don't think I'm gonna edit this in the podcast. So yeah, I love Felicia Day, and I'm listening to her podcast. And she's like, her podcast is beta forever, and she said she's not gonna edit it. So I know I'm not Felicia Day, but like I'm too. Yeah, maybe I'm gonna edit it. Let's see. Okay. And thanks to Be Live, by the way, for using Be Live to produce the show. So I'm live on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And I'm using Be Live to go live with my pretty productive popcorn frame. And speaking of frame, I would like to thank Kevin Gachuela. He's the designer that helped me design. Actually, he made it possible. We conceptualized the productive popcorn together. And I'm just gonna hide my screen. Oh, so yeah, I was talking about Be Live. This is kind of like an old one, because I haven't been live for like a few months now, so I'm not even sure if like this is a good image to use. But yeah, if you're planning to host your own live stream, use Be Live. Yay. Okay. So yeah, so The Witcher, I can't really for sure, like, all of the episodes have been great, so it's definitely worth watching. I think either way, what happens to the finale, like The Witcher, is a no-brainer. You have to watch it. It's worth watching. Let me know what shows you're watching right now. I especially love fantasy, sci-fi, thriller, true crime. So, which is weird, like, This Is Us is not usually a show that I would watch, but I like it. Okay, so I think we've covered everything. So if there's only one movie that you should watch, and if you haven't watched it yet, I said this as well in the past live stream, but if you haven't watched Encanto, make sure that you watch it with your family, because it's such a great film to watch about basically about just like the pressure that the family puts us in and the price that we have to pay, you know, to keep appearances. And yeah, and so also, if there's just one productive tip that that you can take away from this show, is that you need to enjoy the things that you love so that you can be more productive at work. It's not like a zero-sum game wherein if you're watching TV, you're not like a good entrepreneur or professional. you need those things so that you can actually be better at work and be a better parent, and yeah, just be like a really cool person that enjoys things that they love. So thank you so much for watching, and have a great weekend. Bye.